In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today was the last night that the Lord Jesus Christ spent on his earthly life between us. And he spent that night suffering, praying. And in the book of St. John, chapter number 17, the gospel that we read in the first hour today, the chapter of the Paraclete, the Lord prayed and he said in the gospel of St. John 17 and verse number 3, "And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself with the glory which I had with you before the world was. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do." I think blessed be the one who can end his life on the earth saying these words: "Thank you, Lord, for giving me to finish the work that you ask me to do." In the book of St. John, chapter number 13, starting from the first verse, he says, "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And supper being ended, the devil having already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from the supper and laid aside his garments, took a towel, and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. It was the custom at the time of the Lord Jesus Christ, when the master returned back from the field, to find him, his servant, ready to accept him and to wash his feet, and girded himself by a towel and washing the feet of the master. In that night, the disciples found the Lord Jesus Christ. They knew him for many years, for many months, all the time of his mission between them. They knew him as a Lord, they knew him as a good teacher, as a good shepherd, but that night they knew him as a servant, a servant. He girded himself and he sat toward their feet and he started to wash their feet. He offered himself, he revealed himself to them as a servant. And St. John said, because he loved them till the end, he did that. He revealed himself to them, not as their master, but as their servant. And there was a deep mystery and that reading. To know it, we want to return back 1500 years ago. From the time of the Lord Jesus Christ, 1500 years. When the people of Israel came out of Egypt, from Egypt, and they went to the wilderness of Sinai, one of the first commandments that the Lord gave them, a law called the Hebrew law, or the Hebrew servant law, or the Hebrew servant commandments. What was that law? It is very nice to know it. When we know it, we can easily understand why the Lord Jesus Christ offered himself in this night as a servant to his beloved disciples. In the book of Exodus, chapter number 21, there was a law called the Jews, or the Hebrew servant law. What was that law? The Lord gave the commandment to Moses to teach the people of Israel. And he said to Moses, now these are the judgment which you shall set before them. If you buy a Hebrew servant, he shall serve 6 years, and in the seventh he shall go out free and pay nothing. If you bought a servant and that servant was a Hebrew servant, he can serve you for 6 years only. When the seventh years come, you must let him to be free. If he comes in by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he comes in married, then his wife shall go out with him. If his master has given him a wife, and she has borne him sons or daughters, the wife and her children shall be her masters, and he shall go out by himself. If he came alone, he can go alone. If he came married, he must go with his family. But if you gave him a wife, and he had sons and daughter from that wife, that's yours. He must go alone and leave his family. But that is not all the story. That Hebrew servant, he has two options. The first option, to leave alone. And what was the second option? But in verse number 5, but if the servant plainly says, I love my master, I love my wife, and I love my children, I will not go out free. The Hebrew servant, it chose for himself not to go by himself. He said, I cannot live alone. Cannot leave my master or my wife or my daughter or sons. I love them. That is another option. If he chose that option, then his master shall bring him to the judges. He shall also bring him to the door of the city, or to the door post, and his master shall pierce his ear with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. So the Lord Jesus Christ, let us return back to John 13. The Lord Jesus Christ, he chose the second option, because he loved his master, his father, and he loved his wife, his sons and his daughter, he said to his father, I cannot live by myself. I want to serve you forever. I want to be with my wife, the church, and I want to be with my daughter and my sons. So his master, the father, took him to the door of Jerusalem, and he pierced not only his ear, but his head, his hands, his feet. And he chose not to leave to the kingdom of his father alone, but he wants to serve us forever and to be our intercessor between the mankind and between God the Father. Lord Jesus Christ, he is the Son of God. That means he is equal to his Father in glory. And being the Son of Man, he also is equal to us in everything except the sin. Yes, it is logically acceptable to anyone to submit himself to anyone who is higher than him. But the Lord Jesus Christ, being equal to his Father, he submit himself by his own will to his Father, to do his will. And yes, we can accept this. That may be easy. But the difficult thing, that he being equal to us, he submit himself to us, to serve us. And he came to our land to serve. In the book of Matthew, chapter number 20 and verse number 28. He said, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. The Son of Man, he came not to be served, but to serve. Finally, Saint Paul, in his epistle to Galatians, verse 13, chapter number 5, he says, for you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. I will say it again. For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Like the Hebrew servant, he finished his mission. He finished his service. And he called to liberty, to be free. But he refused. And he chose to serve others. Saint Paul said the same. For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love. The only reason that the Hebrew servant chose for himself to be a slave in his master house because he loved. There is no reason except this. He loved his family. He loved his wife. He loved his master. So, if we today gathered at the church to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered for us to serve us, that is great. But we are invited to serve one another and to suffer for each one in love and through love. So again, let us finish by reading St. John 13 for the last time. I think now it will be so clear for us. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come and he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. He loved them to the end. And because of his love, he offered himself. He offered himself as a servant. He served his disciple. And he served everyone. And he offered himself as not a master, but as a servant. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper and laid aside his garments, took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet. If our master is that type of masters who offered himself as a servant, how can we serve one another? If the Lord submit himself not only to his Father to do his will, but also to us, to serve us, and to be at our feet. So if we accept this, try to find someone to do with him the same that the Lord Jesus Christ did with you today. One of the signs of the Messiah, that he will come with water and with blood. And St. John, the beloved, in his first epistle, chapter number 5, he said that Jesus Christ, he is the Messiah because he came with water and with blood. And today he washed every one of us with the water. And he gave each one of us his blood. Surely he is the Messiah. So, if he washed our feet, and if he loved us till that he gave his life for us, so we are invited today not to be Christians, but to be Christ himself, and to offer ourselves for the rest of others, and wash their feet, and give our blood for their life. How can we thank our Savior and our King for his love and for his service for us? Glory be to our Lord Jesus Christ and his Father and the Holy Spirit. Amen.